It is 13th of September. I have a friend in the army who urges Ukraine and the world to brace themselves to the prospect that this war may endure for another century. And he might be right. He has been in the midst of this conflict for almost a decade now, since the spring of 2014, when the Russians invaded Donbass. Since then, Russia has displayed no signs of willingness to relent. On the contrary, it is evidently gearing up for a protracted conflict, with Russians hoping to gain control over not only the entirety of Ukraine, but also to restore their influence over Eastern and Central Europe. They don't even attempt to conceal their intentions. If you have even a basic understanding of the Russian language, just take a look at any Russian news broadcast from the past year and a half online. It inevitably includes accusations branding Ukrainians as Nazis, calls for the dismantling of Ukraine's current political system, and threats to severely punish Europe and the Western world if they dare to obstruct Russia's mission to annihilate Ukrainians. They construct a highly distorted narrative in which a country where a president is Jewish and the defense minister is Muslim suddenly transforms into a Nazi regime, and the entire civilized world supporting this nation is automatically labeled as an accomplice of the Nazis. Recently, I had a conversation with a Russian acquaintance who relocated to another country a few weeks ago. She explained that she made the move for the sake of her children, since their education in Russia primarily consisted of imbibing hatred for Ukraine, the United States, and Europe. Russian schools now have a dedicated subject aimed at indoctrinating children with this hatred, aptly named Conversations About Important Things. During these classes, teachers are mandated to inform children that all power in Western countries is controlled by gays, transgender individuals, and perverts who aspire to destroy the last righteous Christian nation in the world, Russia. In this context, aggression against Ukraine is portrayed as the opening act of this war. Teachers even tell children that Russians do not kill, rob, and rape Ukrainians, but rather save them from Western perverts. Our subjects also frequently became vehicles for propagandistic endeavors. In geography classes, children are taught that Eastern Europe must fall under Moscow's dominion and that the cunning West deceived Russians into losing control over Poland, the Baltic countries, and other territories. History lessons revolve around perpetual grievances against foreign rulers who supposedly insulted Russians for centuries, fostering a belief in children that enemies surround them, necessitating revenge for past offenses. Literature classes have devolved into lessons in chauvinism, with students being taught that genuine literature exists only in Russia, while writers from all other countries, if they exist at all, are deemed unworthy compared to Russian classics. Once again, it is crucial to grasp that Russians are preparing the next generation for an unending conflict, one that extends beyond just Ukrainians. For them, the war against us serves as the initial phase of their confrontation with the entire world. Shockingly, many Russians are comfortable with this situation, much like my acquaintance who relocated from Russia so her children could receive a proper education. She remained in Russia while her country bombed peaceful Ukrainian cities, while Russians tortured Ukrainians, erected concentration camps, and carried out mass executions. I believe that if Russia continued its actions but left the school curriculum untouched, she wouldn't have even contemplated leaving because everything seemed fine for her and her children. She displayed minimal interest in the actions of her country in Ukraine, done in her name and on behalf of all other Russians. Nonetheless, let's return to the matter of preparing Russians for a long-term, possibly multi-generational war. It is crucial to understand that the longer Russia's conflict with Ukraine persists, the greater the threat to the entire world. A protracted war offers Putin the opportunity not only to indoctrinate Russian youth with hatred, but also to forge a new axis of evil. Russians are already buying weapons from Iran, and at this very moment they are negotiating missile supplies from North Korea. What will Putin provide to fanatical Ayatollahs and bloodthirsty Korean communists in return? Who can assure us that at some point he won't transfer them the technology required to create atomic bombs or even ready warheads in exchange for their assistance in eliminating Ukrainians? Where will these warheads ultimately be targeted? Israel, Europe, the United States, Japan, or elsewhere? Do you genuinely want to find out, or would you rather not? In that case, be aware that the defeat of Russians, and it must be a comprehensive and definitive defeat, is not only a matter of survival for Ukraine and Ukrainians, but also a matter of global security.